Good evening, God's listeners. This is Real Talk with your girl, Miss K, formerly known as Michaela Preston. Okay, so this topic, this beautiful Friday, is your vision for 2024. And I'm joined with Clinton Schaefer that will be joining us and keep joining us this full month. So we're talking about the vision for 2024. Now, I don't know about you, but I had to jot down, write down, list down, script down, whatever form of writing there is, I had to do it because God says be intentional. Be intentional about what your expectations are. Also, be
specific.
So there we go. There's the word. Thank you, Schaefer. Be specific about what you request or what you want from God.
Mm.
And so I sat down on just before New Year's, because my family and I, we tend to fast 3.5 days to represent 360 days. No?
It's 365 days in the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we fasted for 3.5 days to kind of thank God for the 365 days
there
of the year.
There we go. On point.
Okay, there we go. And in that fasting period, we just allow God to speak to us. And because I must say, whatever you feel in your spirit, whatever your goals, your visions, your dreams is, it's something God has already placed there. It's something God has put there for a reason.
Mm.
It just needs to come out in a season.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Ugh, you know
Isaiah
the rhyming,
60,
yeah.
He says you do it in time swiftly.
There we go. Mm. So I trusted God and I asked God to tell me, look here, Lord, please tell me, what do you want of me this year? What is the request? And I mean, a lot of those requests were fleshly requests from myself, but many of those were to draw closer to God, to have a more intimate relationship with Him, to also trust Him and relinquish the control that I tend to have for my business, for my life, you know, and really make God the center. And that's what I also spoke about last week, to really put God first, you know, in everything that we do. I tend to kind of, I have a struggling point to allow God to take charge. I think a lot of us do because we can't see God, you know, so it's like, if I leave this in God's hands, is He actually going to handle it, you know?
Yeah.
And I had that issue. I struggled with that. So I asked God this year, allow me, Lord, to relinquish control and give it all up to You, and You handle it, you know? And that was one of the things that I wrote down. And many other things, I'm trusting God for many other things. But I want to know if you guys have written these things down. Clinton, have you written down your vision for 2024? Yes.
I was forced. I was forced by my fiance to do it by all means. But, you know, God's used her. I've never done it before. I just went for year after year thinking, okay, what happens? What happens? But if you provisionally and you set it out before the year starts, God can see you are specific and that you know what you want and what you want to do in the year. And it's goals, it's dreams. And I've done that. I have a lot of dreams and goals, like a lot, like a lot. I want this year. I don't want to mention it, no, not now. But I do, and I think it's important, and that every parent should teach a child to do that. And yes, I've done that. I'm proud to say that.
Nice, man. Mm. It's good to, like I said, be intentional about your expectations for what lies ahead. And that is what I want this year. Like Clinton said, before writing down his vision, he lived his life thinking whatever happens, happens this year.
Amen.
And I just, a lot of people I'm sure lives the same. Like, you know, but the thing is, if our weapon is in our mouth, okay, and what we speak shall happen.
Come on.
Then why don't we write these things down? Because when you write it down, you know, you are professing that this is what I want. And also it aligns your mind to put those things in action.
Mm.
Like, as much as you relinquish things to God, also spending time with God is on your end. You know, amen. You can't say, Lord, I want to spend time with you, but you don't do it, or you forget to do it, or it just doesn't cross your mind. When you write these things down, it's almost like a guideline to make those things that you are trusting God happen. And your brain kind of just alters in that way to do those things that you have written down. So it's literally being intentional of what you are trusting God for. And that's why I've always felt like over the years, it's so important to write it down, because when we go back as a family to what we have written down for years, we look back to it and it has come to pass.
Fruition.
Like literally come to pass. It might take a year or two, but it has come to pass. I mean,
the point of time.
I know I asked God for a car that I didn't need to pay for and whatever. And God, I think I asked it from God when I was like 20. It came to pass at the age of 27. Like, it takes years.
7 years.
Seven years.
Perfect.
It took
number.
7 years, but God knew that I needed it then and not at the age of 20. I mean, I don't know how reckless I would have been at the age of 20 if I got it then and not now. Yeah. So, God, even though you write these things down and whatever, God still sees your heart and understands what you need, what you require, and for what season he feels it's best to give it to you. You know, because you can't give a small child a vehicle. There is a process that needs to come. There's a growth that needs to come. There is a, you need to go through stages and phases in your life to get what you have asked or requested from God. Maybe you want to be famous. Maybe you want to be the next billionaire. Those things don't happen like overnight. There is, God sees, okay, wait, if I make this person a billionaire, will they still know me? Will they still share my gift? Will they still let people know that I was the one that brought them to this place? And God sees the heart. He sees the mind. You know, if you, I know so many people, even in our youth, that has asked God for jobs.
True.
And it's so sad that after God has blessed them with the jobs, the first week, 2 weeks, they serve God because they're excited. God came through. But by the third week,
they're gone.
Sorry, I can't make it to you. Sorry, this or that came up. I have this. But there was never an issue when they didn't have a job. There was never an issue. So even though God still blesses you with it, you know, he knows that your heart desires it for it. He's our father, man.
True.
And a father can't sit back and deny their child something that they have asked. Sometimes God will give it in the right season.
Or delay it.
He will give it in the season that you have requested it because you are ready for it. And other times, God will delay it. And because you have asked him consistently, he will bless you with it.
True.
But it's there to teach you a lesson. I need you to understand why I'm blessing you with it now. So it's more of a permissive will. Okay. I know that you want it right now. I know that you want it right now. And I'll give it to you. But just watch how far you drift from me. You know, I want you back. I want you back. I want you closer to me. And this is why I didn't give it to you. But yeah, take it. Let's see what happens. And it's almost like a form of teaching, like a parent. Okay, eventually the parent gives you what you want, but there was a reason why they held it from you. And through all of that, when you feel so lost, you can have the job, you can have the money, you can have the success, you can have everything that you've requested or asked from God, okay, and still not feel fulfilled.
That's why the Bible's like a guideline, Matthew 6 verse 33. And a lot of people in this lifetime want to have those materialistic things first.
Yes.
And then you have those things and you're unfulfilled.
They kill themselves. People lose their lives. Exactly. I know of millionaires. There was a guy I worked for. He was the owner of a few businesses, retail businesses. Millionaire. Money is just coming, flowing, balling. And he was so obsessed with the money that he didn't spend time with his wife. And his wife killed herself. Just like that. She didn't want the money. She didn't want the success. She just wanted a family. and she lost, well, she lost her life. And the day that she died, he went back to work. But people don't even see it. That's how obsessed they become. And I can tell you, at the end of the day, when he's alone on his deathbed, the money's not going to be there to comfort him. You can have the best doctors, but if there's nothing that anyone can do for you, there's nothing they can do for you, no matter how much money you have. The end time will come. That your death will come. It has to come.
That's why you just see God and, you know, take that. You know, it's a typical scripture that people just say, ah, you know, seek God. But if you really do, God will give you everything. And he states, when he gives you everything, he adds no, trouble to a blessing. And that blessing will flourish. You know, you will feel fulfilled. You know, there'll be joy that's unspeakable, you know, when you have all that. And I believe firmly, like, if you don't have that, you're just going to be unhappy.
You can be, and no matter how rich you are, there's so much scandals about so many things, you know, and we'll get into that on the next session. But these people are rich. These people are multimillionaires, billionaires, and they are either in some lawsuit, in some scandal, their name is being tainted. They are like, this is, it just sounds like a place to be unhappy, man.
True.
And the funniest thing is that if you got what you got through God,
yeah,
it can only be blessed. And there would be that sense of joy. Maybe you won't have that accelerated fame that you so desperately crave for, but what you do have will bring you peace.
Come on.
And that is
John
what
14. Yeah.
That is, your peace is so important.
True.
Like, I didn't understand how important peace is till I've seen every, all the havoc that has happened to many preachers on social media. To have peace and to have God vindicate your name because you've gotten what you've gotten through Christ.
Amen.
You know, there is so much peace and relief from you, and a good name lasts very long. What's that scripture, Clinton?
Proverbs 22 verse 1. A good name. It's better than perfume, fine perfume.
Here we go. And
it carries you.
It's been shown.
It's been shown that your good name will pave ways. It's a recognition above kings, nations. It's very important. And people would know, ah, that's Michaela. And it would, it paves a good name for yourself.
It does.
You know? What you do influences your name.
It does.
It carries you.
So yeah, guys, I hope that ministers to you. Amen. I just want to say from myself and Clinton, stay blessed, be blessed, and God bless.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.